how we are by law obliged to handle documents of Parliament. it's a crime for all of, any of us to disclose things. If anyone does that, these are the rules of the state, and it's also described in law. We're all aware of that. So it's sent to staff, your members' staff, personal staff, and members only, and only to the staff of this committee.
I can't get you clearly, Honourable Whip and the Honourable Member of the staff. Are you saying this document which is in front of us is already in our emails? I'll give you Honourable. I don't think in future confidential information not reach the committee first in order that we must take a decision. Because this is a fruitless now exercise that we're trying to do. I didn't say in my email I've been having a problem, but if a document is confidential, it must be presented in the committee in order that we must take decision whether we must circulate. We can't circulate documents before we've seen it as a committee. I don't think it's right, and now I'm just not knowing what must I say.
Thank you. I think there's also an understanding that as members, you know, it's our responsibility to conduct our business in good faith. And while we're waiting in prepared side, I think, you know, it is quite clear that when confidential information is researched, it must be dealt with that. And I also get your point about warnings happening after we've already received the information and there are the additional people that it needs. So perhaps in the future, you know, if that information we agree that is distributed electronically before a meeting so that we prepare, is, you know, there is that reminder of confidential information that should be then handled responsibly. And maybe that could be sent to members separately from, you know, our support staff to protect the confidentiality of that information.
Thanks, Chairman. I think Anisia may, if maybe I don't know if I misunderstood you, that the document has been circulated to everyone or just to the committee, to the committee member and officials.
Yes, document has been sent to members of the committee, members for staff, and the staff of the committee only. So the people who would normally advise you that there is a meeting would be, Mr. Fresh would be the one who received it only.
Honourable Doctor.
Thank you, good morning. Moving forward, Chair, I propose that we limit an understanding that in future, documents which are regarded as being confidential should be cleared with yourself as to who they should be distributed with. Obviously, we are not talking about everyday correspondence that should be the support staff handling. But something that we, they know is confidential should be cleared, you know, with you. About this particular one, do we have a standard protocol on how to deal with the confidential document? So that staff know if it has crossed the line or they haven't, or where they were afraid is their discretion. This is not an attempt to pin them down. It's just a clarifying matter. Thank you very much.
Except that, as this committee, we see a danger of confidential document that is distributed before a committee. I'm the chairperson of this committee, and when the document is supposed to be seen by the committee, surely we must first table it and take a decision, because you know what it has been happening in this parliament, not only this committee, but the leak of information is 99%. So we'll be trying to save staff, but also our human beings. We can do what each staff member can do. So let's take this the committee, I do agree with the proposal that confidential documents must not be electronified to anyone. They must come and tabled in the meeting and then peruse and take back the document and have a day that will be interrogating, wanting to put flares to do whatever. Because I'm worried these boards, we need to be getting people who are deserved to be board members, not sometimes to get an info before they come, because we want a genuine questionnaire that no one must have information on hand. That's the only measures that we want. Maybe in future we must do that as this committee or taking this decision. And then what do we do now? Is there any need now that we must see within the document? Anyone can tell me what is it still relevant to take back this document?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. But I think in the light of that list that we have, I think we can take it up ourselves to say perhaps what we should do with this document is to revise it and alter the questions and then keep it as a document as confidential as possible.
Mine is a bit different to Tebogo. If maybe you look back at the document from the members, you will know exactly that. If you want to charge your person maybe who took the information out, you will know exactly that maybe the supporter or the official excluding the members.
Can we take what the the content advisor that we must bring this document back to themselves, irrespective that others they do have in their systems, and then they must reformulate and then it must be presented to us on the day. Is it not correct that?
I think that it is a good that you can send it, and then they will reform it, and then on the day of the interview, then we'll start by discussing questions and answering questions to all of us. So that way, if somebody has already leaked this, that person will be exposed.
Okay, agreed. Okay, let's go to point number two, deliberation on committee visit on oversight Limpopo and Mpumalanga. I'm sure that's our gist of our meeting today. Research? Can you put?
This information has been already situated. The fact that you are taking this was bad. Still, we are not. People are going to go to their computers and open their computers and print for themselves.
We are saying, I don't know whether you were in the room. Because it was a come awake. We have agreed that this document already are in their systems of emails and GoSave. And then we have agreed that you're going to reformulate the document. So it's useless to take it because it's already there. That's our decision. Once you were away. Sorry about that. Our document of oversight, the page one is 27 January 2015, draft oversight report on portfolio committee on sport and recreation on the implementation of the national sport and recreation plan in Limpopo and Mpumalanga. This is introduction, page 1. I don't think we can say anything in the introduction. I'm suspecting that I want us to do page by page. It's going to make us not to jump on from pillar to post. Anything in page 1. And then page 2, information gathered at meeting and threat visits 24-26 November 2014, 2.1 Limpopo province, and then meeting Limpopo Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, and then it's in page 2. Do you want to say anything on the financial information that is in page 2? I did not read this whole report. If you didn't, just give 3 minutes in each page that if you want to say something, read with your very speedily limited time. I don't know. You have a no phone way.
That's all that.
Don't Google here. What are you doing? I want everybody to look at his document. Maybe your document is in your phone. But you don't play the phone.
I'm not playing, I'm
working. What work?
That's so good.
Page 2. Nothing. Page 3, ICAP development. And then in page 3 also is what consideration programs. Turning to page 4. In this page, I've noted this thing say hubs and volunteers. And in the last page, in the last sentence, it says the department indicated that there was a problem with coordinators. However, there was no intention to eliminate hubs, but rather to appoint coordinators to manage the hubs. The department also did not intend to exclude volunteers, but rather to link non-governmental organizations with the hubs eventually. The volunteers were reported to be unhappy since their salaries were not increased. Clarification was requested on how the department intended to improve the way they were managed. Can we interview this? What are the volunteers? Volunteers are do get a stipend or they are just volunteers. I want that you must entertain this paragraph. I'm having this understanding of a volunteer. A volunteer is a volunteer. Unless we get that a volunteer in this manner, they do pay them. And then, what are we going to say to which department? Volunteers do have scholars. Honorable Manan.
SRSA got volunteers. Those volunteers, they participate in different youth participation program. They pay them a stipend, which is a flat rate. Before you're paying them to the place rate of 3,000.5, they call them volunteers. Because wherever they go, they take them, they're always there. I think Inita can assist me on that. SRSA, they call them volunteers.
Okay. I don't think now, I do get it, if they do get, they pay, not salaries. So the question to me is salary instead of stipend. If you can correct that, you know?
It's the same as EPWP.
In page 5, also in page 5, I've got about some things that I've noted. The department reported to have a good relationship with Love Life, and that they had drafted a memorandum of understanding with them, which they aimed to sign in January 2015. They reported that they did not implement anything without Love Life. You know what, now, I don't know, as a committee, we've met as two committees, the sport and education. EMOU is not yet implemented. I don't know whether which Love Life is another memorial of understanding rather than the one of 2011 that it, both departments they did sign and is not yet implemented. I wanted to have an understanding about this MOU. Which one exactly?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, Life is an NTC like for Transio arrangementing agents, this arrangementing agents. It is not a departmental type of arrangement. Yes. And this one is a provincial MOU that the provincial government, along with the provincial arm of Love Life or the Love Life rentals in the provinces, within the province, that has to be done. It works that way in many other provinces where Love Life is that Department of Sports somehow partners with Love Life because of their setup and facilities to implement the programs.
Can we have a right on this, that in the our next meetings we have agreed that we need to call this Love Life because the majority of the members, they were complaining. So let's action that decision that Love Life must come to the committee in this term. Let's action that. I've seen your hand.
Well, I wanted to comment on sport.
Okay.
That my sense is that the school sport does exist, but it is more strong at the level of the district. Even the report gives witness to that. So what we need to push the department and the education department in particular, that the intra within the school itself, that competition within the school, we need to ensure that it happens, and then also between the schools before the level of the district, because it is very easy that it can be superficial. They can only choose schools that are participating and participate at the level of the district, which means it don't be that much massive in terms of participation. I also witnessed the championships. I went there for 3 days without announcing, to just check. I should say that this thing is massive because there are and keep participating in various forms of sports. So I don't think it's a waste of time. We just need to ensure that we really ensure that it happens the way we are in terms of the regime that the department has, and ensure that that participation really takes place. It's not superficial. It's not at a high level, or for instance, at the level of the district. It should happen in the various schools. The other area is you see, if the department did not intervene, we would be in trouble. I think the intervention of the department in terms of being prepared to can support kids that are disadvantaged but willing to participate at a very high level in sport. In sport, we need to really prove the department that intervention they should not give, because that intervention we could see that it is working. Although the framework of that intervention, we should mention that the apartheid figure is quite visible, because I mean the disparity between the advantage schools and schools that are well off, I mean it's quite vast, and I don't think we should attribute that to parents of those kids working very hard. Yes, I agree that they have worked very hard, but in terms of the fundamentals, they've been there in terms of more land, in terms of rudimentary grounds, many grounds existing in those schools. So the intervention of parents, the work hard of the parents of those schools, has ensured that those grounds are developed fully and are maintained, which is something that is not happening. But the other area is the commitment of the principals. I mean, it varies. And I'm not sure how, is it because some of the schools are well off and there are incentives that are given to principals, contrary to the disadvantaged schools. I mean, if you take the schools that we went to in Kiano and compare to the schools that we went to, I mean, the enthusiasm of the principals, I mean, it differs. It differs very much. What is it that makes other principals to have enthusiasm and when it comes to school sport, and then you go to disadvantaged school in the area, rural area, that enthusiasm is not there altogether. You remember when we went to Matol, that principal was finished.
In our documents with Jesse, it's written about that school and that principal, but the point is taken, but it's in the document, seems that.
Thank you.
You know what
has
written on page 6?
In page 6 also, this thing that we've been getting that Wednesday is not recognized as a sport. You see in the first line there were 3,946 schools in the province, 1,586 Wednesday sports was reportedly taking place. So I'm suspecting that each department it needs to enforce this. Why are the areas and other schools still taking Wednesday as a sports day, but in some areas it's not? We have been discussed that it has been a problem with curriculum, but if there are schools that are doing this, it can be education problem, but in areas of sport, we need to emphasize and enforce. Honorable Bachmann and Honorable Jobs.
Yeah, thanks. I think just because the Chief Whip has mentioned this, I think it's pertinent to bring it up here. There's two things that I think this committee needs to work on, and I think it arises from the Oversight Committee. When it comes to school sports, I think it's important that we look at what the school can do and what the sports can do, and that we separate those functions clearly so that there's no overlap. And I think it's quite important that we prescribe, put it to the schools that they're responsible for participation, for getting people involved for the participation of their kids. We should be responsible then by virtue of introducing coaches or ensuring that their coaches are up to scratch, that there's almost this standardization of coaching, and if there's a shortage that we somehow have programs that supply coaches of sorts. But the Chief Whip and I are going to get into a debate at some stage about 20 years down the line what is called apartheid legacy and what is now service delivery issue. And we both have no problem saying that apartheid did cripple a lot of institutions, a lot of schools, and you know, there's empathy around in terms of how we get forward on that. But at some stage, as I've mentioned now, if you look at some principals, I've been on school visits lately, and I can tell you straight away, just by looking at the principal and the deputy principal, I can tell you that school's going to work, or the school's not going to work. You can throw tennis balls, tennis rackets, soccer balls, soccer boots, whatever to that school, but if that principal does not have vision, or does not want to make things happen, it's just not going to happen. So again, then, we must separate what we can do by ensuring that service delivery takes place, like we've been doing with municipalities and Solga, is ensuring that they're spending their budget, that they're ensuring that the right equipment is going forward. So I think as a committee, we should start pushing, or start seeing on our oversight, how to get basic education to take ownership for introducing physical education again and getting kids participating in sports. And from outside, we must take the responsibility of how to get coaches coached up to a standard or supply coaches up to for a specific standard.
Can you page
the
page 7
The last thing is in page 5. The problem is identified, the challenge for appointing permanent coordinators from 2016 onwards. Forward looking, did they just indicate what sort of challenges they anticipate? Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Just to answer that, the Love Life, calling Love Life here, when we realized that the interviews are not going to take place and we still have days, we had slotted them in our program for this year. We have asked for the class to call them in. But now, also due to the cancellations that we've had to make, and that the House Chair also had not allowed us those extra days we had given us for interviews, he had not allowed us to slot in other meetings. We could not then put forth staff, but going forward is that we've got about 4 to 5 meetings before the end of the financial year until the end of March. There are also other problems that we have put in there which are of priority. But if need be, that can be slotted in to see where we can fit it in. We look at it, but members also will have an opportunity to see that program. The other thing, Chair, is that this report has got findings where members can make input on what were the main observations about the particular presentation or visit. But also it has got a recommendation at the end where things that members would want to see happening and are proposing for actioning are there. So I think, Chair, that the way when we go, certain things we cannot change because they were reported to us. But what we can change is our own findings, and moving forward is the recommendation of what can then be done on that, Chair. Thanks.
But I'm suspecting that the process is assisting that on the findings and recommendation. Now, when we are doing this page by page, you will notice that other recommendations are not with your recommendations. So that's why we are doing this exercise. But some questions which are asked, I'm worried because they were supposed to be asked on the ground in order that we must get answers. We cannot get answers for people who's not with us just now. But if any member want to answer a question related to the question of Honorable Chapter, you may do so. No, I cannot, because these questions are relevant to the people who were saying this. Page 6. page 6, the findings and concerns, Limpopo, the last sentence, which is 3, is relevant. It's what we know, ne? That the department was still trying to implement the MO that had been signed in 2011. With us as a committee, we've cautioned two departments that sports and education were not happy, and we must do something for that. We must try. I'm suspecting in our minutes we did give them time frames. We have said we cannot take it that MOU, which was signed 2011, they are still trying even to get task deals or whatever. If you still remember, I said this is not on. So that's why now if finding the Limpopo is going to be saying that it departments, how much more it departments if the national departments themselves, they are not yet studying anything. So we need to take that thing very serious. That we must call it department, especially our own department, to check what have they done since then that we have cautioned them that it's not on. So it must be noted. Page 7. I'm suspecting some of these findings are these that we've been every day complaining of it. It's a pity that on the 27th we were supposed to call USAGA to come in account. We didn't have that chance. Also, just take this opportunity to say we must reschedule the of USAGA seemingly everywhere. I'm suspecting in some of the reports we'll get one school saying that one municipality does assist, but not all the municipalities. Honorable Bergman, Honorable Malazi.
Sure, thanks. I just wanted to find out in terms of 2.1.2, since the Academy in Limpopo had been dissolved, had it ever started? Would it not be more correct to say that the Limpopo never started?
Chair, I think on the findings what is missing was information regarding the failure for the full appointment of the coordinators, because in the initial presentation and documentation what was presented was that the target was the 2 and they had appointed 26.
I think what is more, the Academy in Limpopo had been there. What was dissolved is the fact it was dissolved at a later stage where there had not been any movement and the departure of staff members, including the manager who was there before. So what they are saying is that they are starting a new process. So the dissolved part is a correct and actual statement as opposed to that it never existed.
It said the committee found that the gymnasium equipment that had been purchased for the academy has not been utilized. It's being stored at the office of play. We must not forget the decision that we took on the spot that come March we're going to go back to check that equipment that it has been relocated because you know that scene. So to our plan, we must not forget that a very immediately oversight going back to do what we've said we'll be going to do it.
Just to indicate here that on page 28, recommendation number 5, is very catch up.
Concerning the information which is contained in page 5, the last sentence of the middle paragraph, starting with the words the province has been able to access municipal. Compare that with point number K in page 7. Municipalities were reportedly not eager to allow professional developments using their facilities. That seems to be in direct contradiction, if I understand well.
Yes.
Page 5, last sentence, the middle paragraph, which is called what? The last sentence says, province has access to municipal facilities. But now go to page 7, point number K, municipalities not eager to allow provincial department using their facilities. Not all. It needs to be reconstructed. Not all municipalities.
That was just the way the sentence is constructed rather than anything else.
And then I want just to remind us that we have young Tomo High School.
I'm having a ride, but once for the first time when Ulota did come to us, they were people reacting, and when we were saying that we have a role to play within their institution. If you still remember, they said they are not accounting to us, they are accounting to DKI. But within some days, we did discuss saying that I've seen, since I'm a chairperson of this committee, I'm having my office with piles and piles of requests, seemingly there's something wrong that they are not doing. But in one envelope that I was not even aware of, which at school that I've asked all the researchers to give them, is where we discovered that this school applied for an assistance, but it was not the principal of the school and anyone of that school. The school was in Ghana, but somebody who applied, it was from East London, and he took the money, and the principal was not aware. Then they recognized that we were right when we say that their monitoring tools are not there, and they regret what they said to us, that we've got no role to play. So as I'm sitting here, I'm suspecting that when they come, I cannot say let's prioritize them. When they come also, we must indicate to themselves that they're monitoring tools. They've gave this to Tomo High School 96,000, whilst there's no sport facility, it was confirmed. So sometimes these institutions, they react when as committees we try to assist. There comes now another thing that sponsors 96,000 in a school that doesn't have anything. So I'm raising that sometimes they feel it pain when we're talking about the oversight as a committee, but I know this committee, no one can block that, you cannot do oversight upon any institution. I'm just raising that I'm suspecting that with findings and with recommendations, these two gentlemen who they've put a recommendation about that school, you do have recommendation of it all. Don't go there, say yes. Because we're saying that we would love to see what the 96,000 is going to do. And on March, when we are going there, it's one of our tasks to go and check what happened to the 96,000 that were given by Lotus. Let's pass on. Number 10, page 10. Okay, what else?
In page 9, first paragraph, about the equipment, some of which has been perishable.
Is that the best way of explaining?
I know it was out of time, the correct best. But can we really say it's perishable, like cabbage that you are storing in an inappropriate environment?
Give us a better word, do you have it?
Wear out.
Okay.
Some of us who are social women, some of the learning women, they are English gurus, so we cannot take that skill.
No, he's trying to tell that this word was used by his sports track, so we don't have any problem to change it. Page 11. In page 11, can we take that in point number 2? Myself and Honorable Malazwe to do a follow-up with Sports Trust. I was not aware about that body, but when I've seen it, I've seen that we've got a role to play. You see, stakeholders requested that the province build a multi-purpose court for the area for all school to participate and use. The problem now with this is the same area that they don't have a sport, or we are talking about that field which we visited. Are we talking about that? It's just a...
This one is just in the area itself. They were testing a...
I don't take that. I was thinking that it's that area that I was going to say that they take care. I'm saying this, honorable members. We've said one other time, each member we need to try to assist. As I'm sitting here, I've assisted, I've asked, Sportscast, as you were aware that they were part of us even in Benin. So I've asked that in Bizan, there is a statue for a OOR town that was vandalized. And I felt very, very bad that one other day they come and vandalize Umadima and other icons. Sometimes they come and vandalize Ubanyeni leader, Ubiko. They've done that in East London to vandalize Ubiko. And then I went to Sport Trust, are saying that there's this problem. Can we, for the people who honored that statue and who arts and culture, they've declared the area in Gandol, who arts and culture declared a heritage site. There comes people on the area through their function and vandalize the heritage. And then as I'm sitting here, it was November to December that I spoke to Sports Trust. As I'm speaking, they finish this in the Mbizane, in Gandon. And I would love that when we we go and present, if we have funds, committee members must go and witness. I know that because I went straight to Super Sport and I went to Sports Trust. Today, yesterday, the email is that they finished the job. It's so beautiful. If we can do in all areas as members to assist. So it's not yet presented. The MEC is not yet aware that myself and each department, I ask each department to assist me, especially DG with the staff, that they must go with me to identify the school that have got adjacent schools. So as I'm speaking, nothing is finished. So Umalazi and Honorable Malazi and myself and the committee at large, we need to go back to that field that we've seen kids playing soccer with barefoot, and Sports Trust was there, and I don't remember, but was promised there as different kumbis. I don't know whether we did talk about the skills or the sport fields, you know. So we need to look at that. If we prioritize that grassy field, whose Sports Trust must assist, we must do that, Honorable Marath, on behalf of the committee. Or if it's a kid, because as I'm sitting there, I'm asking a kid of 11 schools from Super Sport, and then they did make those individual 11 schools of a kid of all codes. So I've been saying that we must, if our department doesn't have enough money, we must play a role. And if it's upon individual committee members, or it's upon whichever person that must assist, I'm prepared, not only in my area, everywhere in South Africa. We need to take these 5 years to have deliverables for the committee, not for individuals. So I'm very careful of that. And I know that together we can do that. As this committee was saying, transformation, especially in rural areas. Most of us were from rural areas, except Dada, Ubermen, Dada, Notadur, Orahom. They are town fellows, but I know that they do have a passionate about the rural areas. Let's go to page 11. I'm sorry to take you out of what is in the agenda, but it's intrusivism of me saying that something can happen without having a budget as a committee, that if we can knock in all these people come with money here, not knowing what are they doing, they must assist our communities. That
thank you, Chair, for sharing this piece of exciting news with the committee. I formally propose that we as a committee accept that what you've done on behalf of the committee. This will protect any individual member of the committee should they also take similar initiatives, so that nobody will say, how come now that a committee member individually, you know, talks to potential funders as if they run their own project. And if we adopt it, you know, as something that we as a committee are comfortable with, and there are something that obviously, you know, there's nothing personal about, for me to put it that way, then we will be free and encourage the committee members to follow your suit. Thank you, sir.
It's a pity, Honorable. It's a pity that Honorable Muteka is not here. He pronounced that each and every member of this committee must assist in their communities. Now, as a chairperson, I cannot assist only in my community area. I must assist nationally. So it was welcomed. It was in the minutes of this committee, but I'm saying I cannot assist only in Eastern Cape. I must, as a chairperson of the national support, I must take care of assisting each member, and each member has got a right to to declare, to fundraise for their communities. We don't have money, we don't have budget, but we do have people who are coming in this week and saying that your SASCO promised us that any member, it's on the minute, SASCO said any member wants SASCO to assist in their constituents, they are willing. We'll come to the minute and see that. So we are welcome and we are re-emphasizing what we have agreed upon.
The point that you were making about the open, that open facility there, 2.1.4 on the side visit, on page 11. Yeah, side visit to Tromo Malfield Post. That open field where the chair had committed to providing equipment, paying for the registration of players to leave.
Honourable Mala, you were there. You were there. I didn't promise the payment. Well, are you please protect me?
I protect you, Jay.
I think there's a conflation of two issues here. And the first one, I think, what the chair raised was that, you know, the general condition of that facility was unsatisfactory, and that the convener or the lead representative there then added that they also do not have equipment. And what the chair then talked was about, you know, means of providing for quality equipment, and that the promise of the kit was at the municipal office, I think it was in Panin and beyond. That was where commitments were made to rugby clubs. Yeah. Yeah.
The chair, the village is Tomo, not Tomo.
Can I declare that myself and Honorable Moraz on behalf of the committee, as I've said there, the kit is there for the two rugby clubs, but it's only waiting for Honorable Moraz, who were on recess, to get the name of that club in order that it must be printed, and it's already there. And then the only thing that with consultation with you, is that this sport, whatever, sport trust, that I must call them, saying that they must assist us in there. So I'm taking that, I'll communicate and liaise with the sport trust, with Honorable Malak, and will be reporting back to the committee. Page 12. You know, sometimes when we get this necessary request, you know, some of us, we started from nothing when we were playing netball. You would be having a local club that will be having, chairperson will be having an officer. We will fundraise amongst ourselves that we must have our own funds. So sometimes when they want even the funds to transport, when they are going to do whatever, I've read in the minutes of SASCO. USASCO is saying that he does have that money. But independence, yafuneka, not everything to want government even to transport your players. But when I was reading the presentation of SASCO, we come to the minutes, I've seen that they were saying that they can assist, but you don't assist people who are folding arms. I'm suspecting that whenever we're going, we must emphasize that club must collect, they must fundraise.
Well, you
Chair, the self-development is a pilot. I don't think we really need to push, because if that pilot fails, then we won't have that gap will even become bigger. So craft development is important for me in terms of ensuring that once they are from school, they can know where to go to. But the sense that I go there, because we went there specifically for craft development, that it's not taking root, whereas it's a pilot. And I think we need to make that point to the department.
I don't want to preempt what's going to happen with the recommendations. I think adding on to Honorable Ralokoma's point is that we also need to advocate for a means where there is more either training or workshopping on self-sufficiency in a way possible, because what, as much as we advocate for more support, we don't want to create a situation where people can keep on begging and there isn't enough treatment of what happens with that, because you mustn't create the impression that there's a pot of gold lying somewhere that you can, you know, beg at any time and your hands will be filled with that.
Yeah, this is quite teaching and the pilot needs to be having all the necessary skills and assistance, and then the independence of themselves also, all in one team. Because I've seen the transport that they can assist, but this independence can really not assist us. But in reality, that the department was having Miss whoever who had to explain, they were not even aware, not given a clear picture of what is expected of them. And a well-fledged department must come back. If you still remember, there was a lady called a short lady called Nobody. We must do a follow-up Nobody. When are they going to go there? We need to know, because we're seeing that there is a gap. We can't have a pilot project which is not taken care by the department. All what now we're saying is inclusive of the pilot project, but with this point that the honorable members are saying, we must take care and then look at this.
Just to add on what you said, then what I said is that club development is meant to assist clubs for a period of 3 years, and as indicated, then it's more about ensuring that the audit of clubs and the program is implemented, and clubs in the process are developing their own system that will make them self-sustainable. In terms of funding itself, the club, because it's a pilot project, in two regions, in Mopani region and the one in Durban. The project has been funded 10 million in Mopani alone. So it can't be that with 10 million and plus that are still being funded, perhaps with that little resources, there's a need for more resources. I think that 10 million focus on those 10, on those clubs in that region should make it possible for the clubs. The requirements that have been issued here that the clubs are making, most of them, if you are to look at it, at them, it's relations and they have to do with municipal services, support from municipalities, and not necessarily within the project itself. I think outside the scope of what the development is able to provide. In a time what the development is providing, the service, the support, the transportation, those services the clubs are receiving. Of course, it's in certain instances where clubs have to travel outside the region of Mohani to, say, Polokwane and so on, where they may need assistance, like perhaps it's partially provided or not provided at all. But for the internal arrangement within the region, that support is being provided by the department itself in that group. But second to that is that there are issues that have been raised by other clubs around club development coming in and leaving at the same time. I think where members can also provide guidance there or feel that the development is not a permanent or a once-off type of an event. It's an ongoing process. Players come out of the system, they come through into the system, they are sustained through the club development model. So once club and association, and this is where the federation becomes responsible to take over ownership of running consistent teams and creating all this, which then falls outside the mandate again of what the department is doing through club development. And so even the recommendations and findings that members have here, I think those assist to shape up how that program ought to be looking like, because I think that the desired outcomes of that program is that clubs are not going to be assisted forever. And departments are not run leagues. Federation run leagues. And that sustainability model depends largely on the other NGOs and federations besides to ensure that the model assists them to develop further and clubs. That's it.
Let's go in from page 12 here. Now in page 13, you promised us I've caught the immediately that they were talking about the secular 770 and I said we must get that secular. I don't know whether we did. Yourself remember the provincial and local government structure is anything a great meaning for the appeal to the committee to inquire about the invitation of secular 770 of 2013 and FA page 18 onwards. And then I did call immediately one of them that we need to know what is that secular contains. Because I didn't understand that.
The secular one has not looked at it, but it is suffice to say that before the meeting of Kralga, perhaps that by next week one should report on this issue, but also to ensure that for the meeting of Kralga, that is incorporated for better clarity, because I think Kralga deals with municipality on daily basis. But the secular itself, I have not found it yet. But
I'll give you that task. Okay, page 15. It comes back to page 15. It's a wrong decision. The chairperson and the portfolio committee member from Limpopo undertook to raise funds to assist one rugby club kid. It was not a member from Limpopo, the chairperson and portfolio committee member, Honorable Malare, to fundraise two clubs of four. You must correct this. Yes. Yes. Can we pass that? Yes. Page 15. We are correcting that. It's not from him, it's one of them, and two kids of the medical. Okay. Page 17. Okay. 17, page 17.
Thanks, Chair. I think the challenge is with regard to Ben Foster High School, that second point, I think it's a language issue, but if I recall very well, the issue wasn't money promised, but it was payment for those learners that are on the sports battery. It was about the prompt payments rather than, you know, failure to meet promises, because that implies something else. It doesn't speak directly to the exact issue, which was that payments for those learners who were on the sports battery were delayed.
I just need help formulating it, because it was after some discussion at that meeting established that there was one girl who was on the bursary. There was problems with her money, but the boys were actually not officially on the document, so that I was careful to state that they were on some the program, because they were not actually, the department did not really know about them. So shall I say that for the bursary scheme, a second part of that point, and so that one could somehow also mention the boys who were accepted. That is the thing. Thank you.
Just a minor follow-up. I think the issue with regard to those four boys was that there was uncertainty regarding their status, about whether they were from the national sports batteries or the provincial ones. So that needs to be distinguished, because I think I remember well, it was also at the point where Kinesis said that they will establish whether they were indeed on the national battery scheme or not, which was the uncertainty, because they were just saying they were brought in after games and parents were now currently revolting about having to cover their cost or something.
Yeah, I thought
that
you are correct, because we need to record it as such, because the department did indicate that from their part that they were delayed, but even the principal was satisfied that no. It looks like it will be open, but with the form, it was a grey area, which we might have to ensure that the department, as part of our recommendation, they need to ensure that that must not arise, because it will arise that certain people will want to see themselves as part of the scene, whereas they are outside of the intervention from the department. Because even the principal, some principal, it's very easy that they can do that. If they enroll the kids and then come and know what about these ones, because they are good in terms of rugby and so on. It's very easy to want to give it to the department. The department will end up being responsible, whereas they are not. So I think if I'm correct, that's Honorable Malak.
I think what we need to do here is just to capture it correctly and have the content, because for as far as the SRA is concerned, SRA enters directly into a memorandum of an agreement with the school about a particular learner. And so for a learner that has been placed there on behalf of sports and recreation, the payment that is referred to in number two is that a portion of it had not been paid by the time we were there. So that was a delay that was referred to. But as far as the R4 letters are concerned, which should be something that you also need to have correctly, is that they had been paid by the provincial rugby franchise. And so that also needs to be captured as such, that it's not the department nor the provincial department, but it's the rugby federation that placed the letters there and funds had not been covered.
I wanted to check, what did you say when there are codes which are played by blacks only and others by white only? You didn't react, you were satisfied. I'm asking my committee, because black people are playing football, they're very good. White people are playing volleyball.
onlangs het ons bijgeweerd, maar dat was dat.
Yeah, because we made a special point of asking what the natural quota was, because it's not, they don't have quotas, they just have natural placements. So in the netball team, there was 67% of the teams were black naturally. It's not a case of because whites are playing volleyball, it's a natural progression. In the rugby teams, there's always 5 to 8 black players. Not for any reason but natural progression. That was a specific question. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jay. I mean, if I recall this very well, what the principal said was that he gave us a background about the historical representation of the teams before she got there, and then indicated that, and I think that was at the time she was elaborating about this one girl who's on the sports bazaar, that the representation on her netball team is mostly black ladies or young girls at the school. It's still about the hockey park. I don't recall exactly what it was about, but my interest was on the demographic composition of a netball team, and it seemed to be very balanced. I seemed to be correct.
Yeah, you are correct, because we did ask specifically Chairperson why it would appear that the sports that is predominantly played in the developing areas, there is no emphasis on some of the schools. The answer that they give us is that they participate in all the sports, but there are certain sports that they specialize in terms of the capacity that they have. It's not to say so that they can, it means they, on those sports that they prioritize, is to ensure that they end up being competent. They can't be competent in all the codes because of their capacity. They can prioritize all the sporting codes. So that is the answer that they gave us, because we did ask specifically that question.
Thank you, Honorable. I'm reading page 15, and your answers are not telling me and responding on page 15 and 16, schools specialized in netball and rugby. Benfosa High School was rated 5th in the South African netball. All members of the first netball team were black African girls, and all had received bursaries. The school had produced 30 provincial players who had participated in the national championships. The majority of black girls at the school played netball, and the majority of white girls played hockey. I'm raising this, that we have got a policy in this department that at least in each school we must have 5 coaches. And I'm saying to you, if it's you are giving a report written like this, I must ask question, why all black African girls only? Why white girls play hockey only? So if you can respond according to what is written here, I'm not yet satisfied, because we don't want to encourage that. Like as I'm sitting here, you've seen in the recent papers that there was a school in Pretoria that there were classes of black students and white. So we don't want that it must happen in sport. Sport needs that social cohesion. As we are explaining, I'm not yet convinced unless you are responding general, not according to page 15 and 16. If you were not there, page 15 and 16 is telling you one other thing. I'll come back to you, honorable members, maybe if the way that they've written, I've seen also raising a hand.
Because this was the verbatim input by the Nicole coach, head coach. Could we say, I just read through wrote what you see. Can we say that the coach reported the trend that this is what is preferred, that this is what's happening on the ground? That at the moment this is mostly the black learners prefer me for, or would you like to just
Yeah, the netball coach did say as verbatim, she said that. But she's responsible for identifying players and bringing them in and introducing them, giving them bursaries in netball. So we have no scope over what happens in hockey. As to maybe that coach, you know, maybe people just prefer playing hockey, people just gravitate towards hockey, whatever the case may be. There's no answer. We can't give an answer because there's nothing that's... What she meant was that for her, she has found that most black people play netball rather than hockey. And that she also said that. It was also an insinuation of that. But we can't answer for what happened on the hockey side. And there's no segregation in the answer. Very, very dissimilar to the Kuro school that is segregating people and trying to even justify it, which we won't get onto that topic. But in this regard, it was a netball coach talking about another sport that we had no oversight on. We didn't ask the questions, and I think anyone answering the question could be making a very grave mistake, or could be insinuating rather and assuming rather than giving you a factual response.
I've noticed that it cannot be correct. I'm putting that it cannot be correct that in one school something like this is happening. And I doubt very much that other white folks, they don't want to play netball. I started netball at a very young age. We're having black and white, and you can get in each and every school from the primary that they are black and white girls who are playing netball. That's my point. And then it's worse with hockey. We would love that even the black in particular must play that hockey. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying that we need one. The DG one other day was telling us about one school in Pretoria where this similar thing is happening, and he was saying that he can't understand, and we cannot think that all is well if we have something like this. If they were thinking that it's not segregation, but we must emphasize this social cohesion in each and every school, that we must try to have both people playing same sport, and if the training must happen to each and every one in the school. I'm not saying that it's like that. That one is the best thing that I cannot even account. But we cannot take an oversight and come and not say that this thing must be corrected. How, we don't know. But can the department assist that this thing is not a true reflection of South Africa?
Yeah, thanks for that. I think for some background, and this was in response to Honorable Alahuma's question about the demographic representation of that group and about what that school specializes or its priority codes. Reference was made to netball, rugby, and I think hockey. And the background story to that was that you would find that the general representation in the netball team is mostly black African ladies. Not simply because of their demographic, because their boundaries or what they do is they identify talented young blacks from the neighboring primary schools and who are there in the team, and which is why I also made that point about the fact that the majority of the first team members of that school were in the provincial team of netball. And I think maybe in the compilation of that, there could have been the emphasis would have been much more on, you know, a general approach saying mostly black girls play netball rather than all black, you know, members of the netball team are black. What she was saying was that the quality of these girls is so good that apart from representing the school, the majority of them are in the provincial team. The debate about hockey, I didn't pay much attention to it, but what was interesting was their model of identifying those young girls, because the majority of them on the netball team, she alluded to, they came through their talent identification. And of course, it's not ideal when you have the general composition of the team reflecting one demographic, and I think this is what, as a committee, we can then say, you know, in light of what we are aware of, the history of this country, those things should then be taken into consideration.
Thank you.
say to all the members, I'm suspecting, I'm taking what Honorable Bergman mentioned that as was it here, we cannot answer that, but we are reflecting that would love not to see defeat. But as you have explained, really, Honorable Bergman.
Just based on what you've been saying, I'm going to agree with you that there's probably an investigation that we would enter into and we'd find that in sports, where you'd have to buy more than just yourself, so more than just the uniform, more than just the shoes, where you'd have to buy further gear, there's going to be a class issue. So poor people, the barrier of entry into sports like hockey and cricket are more expensive than if you're playing soccer or if you're playing netball. And on that basis, it's not going to be segregation on colour, I think it's going to be segregation on class. And there, you know, the schools, exactly as my colleague is saying, some schools focus. You know, we remember Danny O'Don saying to us, you can take a helicopter and you'll see a soccer school and you'll see a rugby school. It's based on what that school has in terms of whether there's cracked windows, no school bus, no playing field. You know, you've got a soccer school. It's that type of problem that does exist, and I think it's a universal problem.
But that problem, it needs a committee of this present democracy that must emphasize calm democracy, that we no longer need that. I'm saying that if it's written in paper, we felt about those days. But as you're explaining, I do agree, but come this 5 years that with this committee, let's try that to assist that we must no longer have things like this, but the input and the answers, I'm satisfied because we're here to transform sport. And if it's like this, it's not a transform sport, but the background that you're giving me, I do understand.
Just one more thing on that issue, Chair, is that Ben Foster, like the other schools that we visited in this oversight, are sport-focused schools, and there are 16 of such schools that the department has identified. And you'll find exactly that all the sport-focused schools are schools with resources, and they are previously advantaged schools. And the intention is not to achieve the model, but to ensure that the learners who are from rural school, rural areas, are inserted and are provided quality support to active sport. So you may find situations where you find a traditionally rugby school, a traditionally netball school, which by virtue of looking at demographics could be predominantly white, but you'd have a black person being one or two among the few that are in the school. So the nature of the schools that we visited at the time, except for Tomo, because it was a horse trans project, except for Tomo, other schools that we visited are predominantly white schools, sport focused schools that have been identified by provincial departments together with the national department to ensure that learners who are talented are provided that form of assistance. So then the other debate of what is the demographic compositions of type of TIF and so on, it could be that you may find a predominant one race over the other, but necessarily the outcome is not to upkeep or maintain that, but to ensure that there's equal and intervention about enough who are talented.
My intervention as chairperson of this committee, irrespective of what you're saying, I want an intervention that is transformable. If it's not transformable, I'll always raise this. Transformation. That's my language. You can have demography, but in transformation, we need to see it in each and every school, even if as we are saying, dominant high school, those dominant high school must be transformed. That's my only point that I'm raising. Even if the provincial and in national department, they don't see that, it's our role in this committee. Because
first and foremost are not just forgotten, but also have a gap policy of basic education, that you cannot get these players once you begin start from the primary. If we're saying that human states are no longer is a sports school, maybe their reflection will be like this. So we cannot justify that even if it's done by a province or the national, they must know what we want as this committee for these 5 years. They must change that attitude. Thank you.
Page 17.
What are we going to do? Did we not discuss about this thing of testing? You see the second line of this price discrepancy with regard to testing fees. The school had refused to send their naval players to testing in terms of the provincial quota to the amount of 48,000 and tested for an amount of 1,800 with the same company. As a point, how can we ask the intervention with whoever can be, whose faith can be, whose support, seemingly is too much, and which means we are not going to test these kids. What can you say and recommend? This is a very serious, and it cannot be for the school only. We need to propose an intervention of this testing. It's too much. But what can we do?
This amount that has been mentioned here, is part of the contract that the department signed with the school. That as part of the package that the department provides, the 100,000 that has been provided, 48,000 of it is meant for testing, allowing the child to be tested whenever the coach or the school wants to test the kid. So the kid should not suffer as a result of other kids being tested and they're excluded because of that. So this money is made available for that. Now, the second part of your question is what can be done and how states can be involved into this. You do know that in the country, states have got the testing methods, so they've identified in each province, two people are assisting with the testing, and they do their testing randomly. Now, there has been that gap that existed that states has already having a problem with regard to the legislation, where states is not able to test kids or learners at school, except in the case where there's a tournament like the rugby one, Craven Week, that always takes place for the schools as it were. But within the environment of the school, they have no jurisdiction to enter and enter. And that's the gap of legislation that the committee has been trying to fund. So it's a matter that you feel there, but they still can test in other places.
So which means we must, this legislation is much coming from education or to support, supposed to be education. Okay, let's note that. Yeah, thank you. Honor Manat.
Joe was definitely right, because if you recall when Sage was here to the committee, highlighted that the current Schools Act is an obstacle to the random testing of the learners. But in this case, I think what the school was also saying was that the cost of testing the learner is far higher if they use the central facility which the national department has identified as the one being improved from there. So what they did, which is proactive, you can argue to lower the cost, was they just found the service provider in the province that they can do it. And perhaps when we look in future at cutting costs for these tests, we can find ways of rather than all using a central point, having the other beneficiaries all going to a central point, perhaps they can use the ones that are closest to them. But probably the department would argue that it's better to be central because that's where they've got mechanisms of control there.
Page 19.
Well,
Doctor, I hope you are catch up because the caring omission in Mpumalanga is the absence of the federation, the sports federation in that province. They were not part of the mission. I'm not sure whether you have captured it, but it was a glaring omission. Sports council. Yeah.
Members, we did visit only the town schools in Buman.
Somehow help to solve this problem of boxing out, because
not only the question of challenge, but the issues of governance, issues of reporting and accountability, as who's in charge of what. DSA is in charge of professional boxing, Sanabo is doing development boxing, or are they both doing more or less the same thing? Because in Olympic participation, Sanabo is the one that is in charge of boxing, and who are amateurs. But when it comes to professional boxers, BSA is the one that is in charge. So there's that contestation of terrain about that. But of course, you will find those issues, and then it's the promoters, as you see in the Eastern team. So I think when we have to call anyone, I think that's never around. It's really important either to call BSA and Sanabo at the same time, or to call either of the two.
Are you going to be a referee? No, we can't call them at the same time. Are they first in front of us? But you take any honorable members. Anyone want to contribute? Okay. We're still in page 23.
Yeah, just on that. So we've got a couple of recommendations here, but we've obviously got a timing issue on how to prioritize in the next 5 weeks, in the next five meetings, how to and who to call. We have boxing in South Africa. We haven't had Sanova yet. So, you know, somewhere along the line, we may laugh, but maybe on the same day we should actually have them one before, one after. The mandate, though, is not just to address what's happening in Mpumalanga, but obviously the concerns all around.
You're right. I've seen the conclusion, Mpumalanga Department of Sport, Mpumalanga province not on track with regards to school sport or physically education schools. The provincial department tasked with physical education and school sport are doing something different than what is envisaged in national policy. It became clear that they were doing something else and were talking about something else. So I'm suspecting that as this committee are taking this very seriously, and it's seriousness here for when we're doing oversight, we need a department to clarify to us, or we must task them. They must go and take off what of was found in Mpumalanga. That's my suggestion. Honorable Malata.
Thanks. I just think that last sentence becomes unnecessary, because that paragraph covers the point. It also just doesn't say anything to something else, and we're talking about something else. But I think if we exclude it, then it just becomes clear that what they were doing is inconsistent with national policy. Yeah.
Find the number of my pages at the bottom of my slide like this. So many of them. 23 and the reporters on the bar.
It's not there.
Yes, so many of them. Just about all of them. I'm sorry. Different pages, same spot, blank with me. I think it's the same as my colleague said. Don't even bother to check the same number. 2, 22, 23, 24, and so forth.
I apologize for that, Judge. I don't know what they can do now. Your copy is not right, that you must give it to
another. Yeah, I'm not delaying the committee there.
No. let's correct the mistakes, the error, the cleaners, let's correct it. We cannot just not look at it.
Thank you.
Okay, number 23, page 23-24. Number 26. Number 27. Can I first? Okay. Okay. Come again. Anyway, no first again. 28. Oh, these are our recommendations. I don't think that we've left anything. We have added our own in the recommendations. I'm saying, honorable members, honorable members, please, honorable members, we're about to finish. Listen to me with your beautiful lady next to you. I'm saying, page 28, 29 is what we're discussing, adding in whatever they propose or recommend to us as a committee. So I don't think really we have left anything, because we're adding on their recommendations as equal stuff. And then let me take this opportunity that this committee knows what to do. You know what, the way that we've taken an e-concentration on the work that we've been doing for this 24 to 26, but when we're doing page by page, you had a patience because you wanted to have a product of what you want this committee to do. Let's keep it up. Let's try that when we're having oversight. Let's prioritize the oversight, because when we're coming here, we'll be acting and assisting the department on the gaps and loopholes, and then the oversight is very important, because there's a time that we must go and debate it as our true reflection of what we've seen and recommend. Both of these two people are intimidating me. I was thinking that I'm finalizing because there's nothing, but Usune and Mkhambi, the process and that I will give you before I really finish. I was thinking that I'm summarizing because we have a bulk of minutes also, but I will give you a chance.
Asking the committee to allow me before, because the committee would not be adopting the report today because I must still change a few things, that in these recommendations, as you members know, the committee recommends to the National Assembly, which then takes the committee's report as its own and then forwards the recommendations via the government business minister to the minister and via the speaker's office. So one has, I would like to put in, for instance, with from Malanga, on from Malanga, Department of Sport, point two, recommendation two, who the committee would be addressing, and also just refine the part referring to, for instance, NECs. I just want to double check and rewrite a few things just to make sure the committee is actually very specific in its recommendation to whom it addressed, and that it's just all, I just wanted to polish it a little bit more. May I then just forward it to members, just the recommendations? Or
I think it's on page 29, Zanian Club Development, first sentence. Encourage communities and clubs to take initiatives in fundraising and use the small.
That's where I've got a problem with that adjective.
I would rather say use what amount of money, what money gets from governments, rather than to describe government funding as small. It's a little bit distasteful. I'd rather say what money it gets. Yeah.
Sorry, Chair Feedback. I just quoted one omission on page 28. On point number 5, it reads that the Mpumalanga Academy of Sport pressure on the Federation. I think what they want to do is that put pressure on the Federations. And also on page 29, on point number 8, that the Minister of Sport and Recreation emphasized the importance of ensuring that also federations are democratically elected, that they're inconsistent with your theme from day one, that they're also representative of gender equity.
I wanted to say that can't we adopt our report today, and then they must, because we don't have a lot of time. Today we've done it justice, but the grammar and whatever what we've said, maybe when we have a meeting, you will be giving us the copy of the report. I'm worried that we must come only to adopt the report once we've done it justice today. Anyone can assist me. I wanted to say soon, what we've done today is an exercise that is the question of our report. Maybe if people wanted that, we must give you again another chance to go and do whatever. I don't know.
Chair, if that is a motion, I will indeed support it, that we adopt it, and when Council gets the next meeting, because we'll be there, if there are any minor amendments that may be necessary, we can, because we've agreed with the general contents of that. The risk that we'll do is spending too much time on the same process that then prevents other things going forward.
I was proposing I use also what honourable manager.
Yeah, it's fine. Because okay. It will be corrected, including what Sunday said. We are not disregarding what you are saying. So that it is correct in terms of it going to the House. Because if it goes to the House, we need to correct that it should speak to the House.
I can't understand saying is, she's saying page number 4 is that matters for consideration is right, but he's saying that with it, the deliberation is not the same as consideration. But according to my understanding, you can't deliberate on a report and not adopt it after we've deliberated on it. I've been telling you who am I, Honorable Maras.
Thanks, sir. I think first we need to establish that, is it because of the grammatic conflation of the agenda that is an obstacle to adopting the content? If that is not the case, then we identify what is the case. Is there any deviation from established practice that a report, that there is a general agreement on the overall content of the report and the committee is unanimously satisfied with its content and deliberation of it, that it can be adopted? And if that, I'll be curious to know whether, then let's also follow convention. What does convention say in this case when there is unanimous agreement on the deliberations that ensued on the said report?
He's saying that it is fine. Because I'm saying, you can say that you're adopting, but if he feels that according to a convention, on the other day, she can present this report, saying that I'm presenting this deliberation report and will be just that adopted or we've discussed if she has got a fear of the agenda, a wedding. So we'll allow that on the day, saying that, and we have said we've come to present the report and adopt it. We'll just adopt it in order that we must not have a conflict on whatever that they've been given.
Follow up, because we've got different experience, and maybe it's because it's my first time as a public official, but I need to understand, is there a set process about the convention of adoption of a report? And is that, what is it, so that, you know, we don't get to this. I think the deliberation of this committee are also in educative process, that if we, you know, think what we know is what we know and hold on, continue, so that we've got a clear understanding of what leads to deliberation, adoption, and, you know, recommendation when it comes to report.
Myself and herself have been in this parliament, so I'm saying that I don't see any problem. And but sometimes outside they do give them some instruction, but according to my understanding, when present the report and deliberating the report, you cannot say that we've deliberated in this report. You said we've deliberated is a true reflection of what we've deliberated and we went and we adopted. But as we are saying, she said it doesn't have any problem, but we don't want to force her, because we're going to account in the bosses. We are from bosses here, all of us, but we don't want to put her in trouble. Can you say that we are adopting this report, please? He's saying that she wanted to show as the changes before we adopt it. Initially I've said we're giving both of them, because I've asked a content advisor together with her that every now and then they must look at the changes and whatever. I was proposed saying that we adopt the agenda, but the day that the final product is given, they will be giving us prior the meeting in order that we must indicate. So I don't know now if they want to open it, saying that before we adopt, we wanted to put something. Let's give a chance, but my viewers say that we'll do that. But I don't want her saying that the committee is present here. She's doing very good work. Talk to us soon.
Thank you. There's been quite a few changes made to the text, and as I've requested, I would like to
just refined procedurally, refined some of the recommendations which were written when we were all very tired. So I would really be grateful if the committee would just have a quick look at what each member would, you know, what you asked to be changed, and see if that is what a reflection of what you requested for change. And then it should be a quick process of just putting it for the vote.
No, I don't allow what CC is proposing. It's taking us back what we were doing. Sule,
yes. Okay. Sule and Mpumzi and Debo, Mpumzi, let's have 1 minute, and Debo, when we were deliberating, we were giving you a chance to add what is not in your recommendation or in process, but we are adopting our deliberation and your recommendation, and then and amended. So I'm not.
We have moved.
On that, Mulata and...
You need to be careful. We have done this good job, but at the end now...
We are trying. No, please. Honourable members, we have agreed. And now, we have chunk of minutes. And what I was proposing, honourable members, I've said we need to change the attitude of us adopting the minutes. We don't do immaterializing in our minutes. I'm worried about that. Just adopt. And we need that e-office must action the minutes. Because even sometimes they do have something that APC must happen, AP must happen. So you do come with a raw minutes, not action. I'm proposing, honorable member, that let's give them this task that they must action our minutes. I've seen that even in the report that we just finished, if our minutes have been actioned, it was going to be easy, because I've seen that USASCO came and said APC, and those problems we accounted and we received from what we're doing. So let's ask our staff to action the minutes. It will assist us. Because even as we got to a level that adopting, and then we were not entertaining matters arising. So let's go to consideration of minutes of 21st October, 23 October, 28 October, 4th November, which is the first one in front of us, consideration of minutes of 21st October. It was the presentation document, construction of minutes, briefings by Sport and Recreation, South Africa Transformation Charter and MND Report. Those are those minutes. Can we check that everybody was present on this day? Honorable, we.
No, I wanted to comment on my name. Because it's written in Ranehoma. So that it's consistent. Data one is correct. So we need to pay attention to the thing.
Okay. Page, it's page 1 on the minutes of the 21st. And then page 2.
Same thing.
Correction of the name of our whip in page 2.
And page 3.
Can I say something in page 2? The committee deliberated and proceeded to a question and answer session. I've corrected and I've said some members of the committee. Some is not there. It said members of the committee query why the Minister of Sport Education was not present at the meeting. And then it shows that it's not all the members, because when I've responded to those some members who are saying that. Do you get me in page 2? It says members of the committee query. I'm still in the it is 21st. Now? Where is everyone? It's 3:11 in November. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Honourable Member. Okay, 11 in November, page 1. Yes, I'm very sorry. Did you get that 11 of them? Page 1, page 2, did you hear what I have said in page 2? Members of the committee, really, it can't be members of the committee because so many members and explained, and I even finally explained that if we want the minister to come, we must invite, we invited only each department, and when invited department, it's the DG, and the DG was present, so it can, it cannot be in members. And then page 3. You see, in PC, that action that each department must come and report on the meeting of provinces in December. If we cannot do that, we will just let it go. Did you get what I'm saying in PC? Okay. Do you want to say something?
No.
Okay. Well, of course, we were aware that it was 2014. Okay. Page 4.
Memory serves me well. This is the meeting in which the Director General of the Department made very profound statements. And I think in his own records, he will be knowing that he did make this significant statement to the committee. That's when he said that for all the grievances that the Department has had since 1994, they had nothing to show for it. I know that we deliberated on that, I know how I reacted, and the discussion that followed. I don't seem to pick up any sense that that was captured. But I thought that statement coming as it did from a sign official as a DG, it was important for us to have captured that, and for the deliberations that followed. Because now, you would be saying in his mind, I made this significant statement to the committee, and there's not even a record in their minutes that I made this statement. So how did the committee say that they are supporting us as a department? Thank you.
You know, to have all the minutes like this, I don't even remember what you're saying. Honourable members, assist me. Did you hear the contribution of Honourable Fulton? What I say?
Well, I thought through you, we should be clarified because sometimes they record what members say, except if it's a presentation. Whether if during the deliberation they also record what the officials say, we must get that indication whether they do that. because I know consistently when it's presentation from official, they indicate that, and then for them they concentrate on members. What are the members saying?
It was after a presentation. It says monitoring of this process is about clubs and grading. Did he add it? I think the picture she presented is the truth, but there is another truth in the picture which she's not saying. She's not outlining the major challenges we must accept. We have a huge challenge of club development in SA. The reason why we opted to do a pilot study was because we realized we have crisis with regard to club development. For 18 years, we invested millions in club development, and we have not much to show for it. We keep equipment, and then that is either given to the owner, it is not a registered club. In the past, our approach was the same for all clubs. After the Ngawa, we saw, so it's a long thing, but it was about why I think they changed the approach.
Let us recall, they've told us that this club development, they've took a decision because of seeing the problem that when there are tournaments, we see provincial tournaments, nothing at the bottom, starting from each street, they will just emerge provincial and national. And they were saying that's why they started piloting of the two provinces. I don't know what now you want us to put in our minutes, but I still remember now, and when Usne is reading, what is it that you want that they must be minuted?
Thank you, sir. Just a brief summary of the preparation or response by the DG, because now it has influenced their decision. That's why I wanted to be minuted. Just that. Thanks.
Okay. He's going to put it. We'll adopt this minutes with the correction of incentive of respect and according to the honorable member. We are in page 3. Page 4. And that's the end of the minutes of the 11th. Anyone can adopt proposal and secondment, Honorable Fildan?
Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to move that we have just been as a correct reflection of the deliberations of the 11th as amended. Thank you.
Minutes are adopted as amended. Second. Honorable Abrams.
Thank you, Chair. I second.
Thank you so much. The next minutes, first of all,
last one.
The minutes of the 21st October, page 1. Is your name spelled right?
Yeah,
okay.
Alright.
Okay.
So you page 2 and page 3, so that I don't need to apply.
Okay. Page 2.
Mm-hmm.
page 3. Selenium Gadda, page 3. The crime landed on what's the place in Samarara, Mahona, is either I'm saying my father or my chairperson, my woman whip.
Oh, yes,
page 4 page 5. Any proposal of adoption? Honorable the whip of the committee.
I move for the adoption as amended.
As amended because of the plain name is wrong. Honorable the last one. I've got two last ones here of in my committee. Okay, another page, which one? Which? Okay, I do have 23rd. Page 2. That's where I'm thinking that page 4. And page 5. You know what I've noticed here, that we need to action something. No? Anyone to who adopt the minutes? I felt that in this minute we're supposed to have action. But I don't want to bother you. So that's the way that we've been doing. Demo and Sule, we can't have such discussion and we don't have action on it. Any adoption? Honorable Manana?
I adopted the amendment under for the 23rd of October.
Any shareholder? One of them last.
Second.
Any pair of minutes? Which one? Page 4 is one other meeting that we need to have a extra, but I won't bother you when I was reading. If you don't put the action, some other things it does last. Page 5, because I remember it's where I was saying that we don't take it any longer. We need time frames at both the department, they've signed the MO Google 2011 until today, nothing. So we need that whoever and sooner they must action this minute. It was a very important meeting with GAPS, with really discussion of in members and passionate.
On page 3,
okay.
Third paragraph from the bottom,
physical education. Is that first sentence correctly captured? Case to describe that time had to be included for PE? Physical education schools, or the time frames? Or was it just time, eh? I suppose? Just time.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Okay. Any adoption? I'm not present. Okay. Adoption? Is there a home?
No, I move for adoption. But I also wanted to have an understanding. Because it was a great meeting, what does it mean? Does it mean that the Department of the Portfolio Committee of Education is going to deliver it on their own change, similar? Okay.
We have another page from Botu, must be very active. He knows them. Which one page?
The
fourth. The fourth. Okay. Page one. Page two. What did you say when we were deliberating about the history classes of those 16 years? No, then did you say anything? Was Mrs. Cox supposed to assist in so many things? Never mind. Page 4. I'm suspecting that Ustaz Skok owed us a lot. Some of us, we do visit areas. Here in the Western Cape, there is nearly a white elephant. What is that, please? Elwandi. That infrastructure is there, but no one is taking care of it. Maybe I'll come with the details, because I was just called and I went there and I was worried because they have said they did talk to Ustaz Kok, but it's nothing happening. I'm suspecting Ustaz Kok, we need to actually this contribution of Ustaz Kok. It can assist us. Slow down. Oh, they're confusing. No. But they've promised there. So maybe I need one-on-one with this chap. Who's this gentleman? Gideon. He promised people there. Page 5.
The abbreviation we saw was written on caps.
I think it's something like the South African Feedlot Association. So we have to just group it. Page 5. Page 6.
Information missing there. I'm not sure that it will be reflected in the other coming pages, but I recall that Mr. Sam made a commitment of a number of medals for the 2016 Rio Olympics, and I think that needs to be kept on record for, what was that, on record?
It can't be
offered. Honorable Manana, take that forward. And I recall something different.
It's helpful.
Yeah, but I think the thought that I have now on the sameness on a different topic, that maybe as a committee we need to establish, you know, a convention about what can then consider on record and of the record. When, because as committee members, the privileges that we enjoy are different to those that are enjoyed by bodies that report to us. So just for fair balance, you know, we need to have a practice so that in future we know that answers to difficult questions are not protected by off the record, because you know, we might find a trend that might make it difficult for us to always have answers for difficult questions or for voluntary commitments, because in that regard no one pushed for a commitment.
No, but what we must do, if somebody wanted to answer us saying that off record, let's not agree. Because if we agree in front of himself whilst he's not with us, I do get what you're saying. Let's say there's nothing that can be off record in a committee. As we must just not allow he or she rather not answer us. If we take that trend, because immediately that we agree that okay, it's off record, and then it was a question who was very crucial for the committee, will be making a blunder. Let's agree on that. We don't want to accept the off record in our official committee. I serve a man, gay, who was a British entrance. He was a But I'm 100% sure that this is one presentation that it needs in action. So many things that are in here. If we don't action those things, we'll be just playing about our time.
Definitely on that score, what you said is that even as we started the meeting here today, how about requesting our content advisor to flag issues that need follow up? Then at the next meeting, you know, we go into them and what action is to be taken. That's right.
No, you are correct, that is how, when I was reading these piles of media, I was saying that we've been failing even ourselves because we don't do matters arising. And now even themselves, when they are writing the minutes, they've ended there, they don't action the minutes. So exactly what I'm saying. Could your advisor take his minutes and action, especially when I was reading this class call and the others, I was seeing that we are not doing justice.
Perhaps it's a different way of actioning, but in many instances where issues are relevant, for instance, when we have briefings, especially if we have an issue with SARS-CoV and there's a 10 meeting, the point of departure is the agreement of things that would have been promised. If you read the brief that one provides, it's to come particularly from issues that have been raised and had to be reported and programs to be given to the new emerging issues. So sometimes some of the actions that one would propose and this is what happened that we do behind the doors, behind the scenes, is that if an issue has a bearing in the next meeting, for argument's sake, whether it's about SAGA or anything and it needs to be flagged with, it's highlighted in the brief that are always provided for those meetings. So for any sort of action, but I do take the suggestion that has been made that perhaps they need to reflect for manifestation.
We ask you to exit our minutes. That's the only thing that we ask you, with your respect, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think what I'll do is to just provide a summary of the document that they proposed in the National Study Show. Is particularly for the week starting from the 22nd of November 2015 up to the 29th of November. It's based on the fact that at the beginning of this parliament session, the committee went on the economic strategic plan and took and prioritized their commitment. And as a result, based on the fact that the department is has adopted and implemented the National Sports and Recreation Plan. We'd be aware that the Sports and Recreation Plan is the first of its kind in the country, where the country has been operating haphazardly without any form of a plan or integration of resources or that kind of thing. So that plan the committee has embraced and has indicated in its strategic plan that it's a plan that they intend to prioritize. If you look at page 4 of that document, that introduction bears summary to say that according to the plans of the department, the National Sports Administration plan for its entire to implement it according to the phases that have been established. The first phase would require it about 10 billion to implement for the next 5 years. The second phase requiring 7.4 billion and the last phase of it requiring 4 billion. Now, that's a huge amount of investment that the plan will require, taking from the baseline that the department is currently funded at just over a billion. So to raise 10 billion for the 5 years is an enormous task for the department. And if the committee is also has also taken serious that this plan ought to be implemented fully, it therefore seems that it's a challenge that the department and the committee share collectively to assure to its success and fully implementation. And the intention here is that there are certain pillars that have been identified. One is on creating an active nation through various programs that the department has got, and one of them they have highlighted is essentially school sport. And we've seen on oversight just a few glimpses of that, and members, some of members have been part of the National School Sport Championships. The second part of it is that of a winning nation, and through winning nation, there's academic systems that have been developed, there's high-performance programs through SASCOP that have been run. But also there's another issue that is very key to the SRP, which is the transversal issues, which include transformation, facilities, skills development, that are very key towards the implementation of this program. Now, you ought to be looking at that program and seeing its value and saying, what can the country, how can the country effectively implement this program when we don't have a previous experience of implementing such, and ought to look at those that have been, that have walked the road before and see how have they done it with the resources that they had. Now, we can say that England has got a better support system because everything they've got, all the resources. We can say Italy has got the best support system because they pump a lot of money into the system. We can talk about many other countries, but we have to match those that are similar or have got even less but are succeeding at the same level and are doing well internationally. And the benchmark here is not participation in a FIFA World Cup soccer event. Benchmark is not participation in qualifying for the AFCON nation or qualifying for the World Cup cricket, because those are specialized events. It's where at the Olympic level, sometimes the international Olympic bodies will tell you that participation or ranking within the international Olympic Games cannot be used as a benchmark of how successful or who a country is. But we know by fact that that's how we are able to see how much sport is developed in a country. And so the international, the Olympic Games have seen, have been previously been used as a benchmark for which countries can rank themselves, because the majority of participants there are amateurs. So it does tell that it shows the level of development that is taking place across countries. In summary, is that based on those facts, one had to look at what then, how then is sports and creation plan going to be implemented, and to review that within the context of the priorities that the committee has set for itself for the next 5 years, one of which is that to ensure that there is an effective and feasible implementation of the sports plan, conducting effective oversight, increasing oversight over what the executive is doing, not only on ensuring that there are facilities, but on the effective implementation of the program. Because the success of NSRT lies on how effective is the department implementing the program, and not exactly the quantity as it's been previously, but the manner in which programs are becoming community driven, but also there's community ownership and participation generally of the members. Increasing is public participation on page 5. And also realizing the importance of international relations and cooperation. And it's from that point where we say, perhaps the committee then ought to look at what is happening in other countries. How can we then enhance that, not only on the basis of implementing NSRP, but also seeing that
this ought to be in line with the developmental agenda of the country, where South Africa is part of strategic groups like BRICS, but South Africa is also playing a big role economically in the global, on a global scale. What are the like-minded countries that have previously been of assistance? I must say at this point that the current model that the country is implementing is principally based on the heritage and experiences that are can learn from countries like Australia, particularly when it comes to high performance. So when you look at the academic system that the country has developed, it's precisely based on the research that the country has conducted in the early 90s, 97, 98, going to 2000 on the experiences of the Australian and the implementation thereof that is unfolding. Although we've seen issues of other academies being dissolved in other provinces, the system still remains that South Africa builds its high performance centers around the academies within the province and including regionalizing them within the district. So that part of the system is based there. The master dissertation program in the early 2000s, when South Africa decided to roll out master dissertation program, it was initially based on the model that they had learned from Cuba, where support is provided within communities in schools for different age categories, including people with disabilities, and provision of support staff thereof. So that model, of course, there's a change of a shift now within the country where the money that was meant previously for mass participation and as a result of the change of the structure of the department with regard to aligning to the NFRP model, that SRA has shifted from investing heavily on mass participation as a program, but towards more of a school sport, where the money, the dollar grant that has been used previously for mass participation is now heavily invested upon school sport. But the result thereof being that talent ought to be developed from an early age, and the better place to develop it is the school environment. Now, obviously, the question that we then ought to be asking is that does that then exclude the community-based area with 625 invested only in school sport, which we know that is a very controlled environment, which is good for the country because if resources cannot be accounted for, then better put in an institution that is organized and can be accounted for. And there's a bit of what has been learned also from England around school sport, which is the model that when both programs were introduced, the school sport and master participation program were introduced, it was precisely based on those two models. So this proposed study tool is precisely based and taken that into consideration. What are the priorities? What is being driven? But who can offer the best practices that the community can learn from? Not only on the program, but also on how do legislators hold the executive accountable, and how can the committee assist in ensuring that the effective implementation of this particular program. Hence, we get paid service to say that based on previous performances of the country, we could claim and argue that the last Olympic Games in London 2012 were the best that our country has ever achieved by getting up to position 23. Of course, it's still not the best, but by comparison to what we have been since reintroduction to international participation in 1992, South Africa did itself well by getting to position 23. Now moving in 2016 in Brazil, 2020 elsewhere, how can then with this NFRP can the country build towards that and ensure that position is improving? So then we decide, then the document takes into account then point number four has been raised. We have to look at the fourth plan. but also the monitoring systems, because this seems to be what is lacking. How can the committee assist in monitoring the executive chief and all the stakeholders that are involved to ensure that they do implement the recommended conditions the school sports program in particular, which is a flagship of the departmental program. 625 invested 60% of the departmental budget invested into school sports. The government funding for sports programs, which sports programs are being funded, and obviously based on the priorities created. The processes of government intervention in sports disputes. This comes as another byproduct as a result of what we've seen match before within sport, and how legislation can therefore be improved to assist in that. So what are the criteria that are used? The requirements of the country that will meet the requirements of the committee priorities. The existing memo with SRSA, members of the strategic bloc, comparatively doing well, and obviously benchmarking performance in the Olympic Games by that. And what will be the objective of the study? To learn the best practices of implementing the NRP and understand how best can the committee be empowered to monitor its full implementation. Second objective being to understand the mechanisms that are necessary for effective monitoring of sports plans for various results, and to seek assistance on how portfolio committee can best lobby resources for the implementation of the sports plans. The fourth one being to learn how best are using school sport as a vehicle towards creating a physically active society and develop sport, and interact with legislatures in charge of sports education in their sister country with regard to how they can hold the executive to account and play a role with regard to implementing the legislation. Basically, this is what this is all about. Now, two countries have been identified. They are not asking schools. There are other alternatives to this proposal. Members can do that, and perhaps one can go and do that research on that. Two countries that have been proposed is Australia and Cuba, based on the criteria that one has looked at. I looked at the proposals that members have given me regarding Germany and France. On one hand, one would say you've got countries that are well off in terms of resources, and not much, yes, except in exchange programs, has the country done to between those countries. That is Germany, and that is France, as members have suggested. But with the two countries that I've mentioned, there have been not only exchanges, but there have been learning models that the country has implemented and actually included in its plan of the sports plan. And those are proposals. And of course, we've just recently learned that SASCOC has had a partnership with the municipality in a province in Italy, Genoa, where they have a high performance center that they are raising their athletes who are competing in Europe at. So perhaps that could be one level of the program that can be considered. Also, the partnership in Jamaica, where they have training and exchange programs with their athletics, especially the teachers. They have a partnership in there that they have also undertaken. So those are things that one can look at if you are to go to the west via Italy, or to go to the east via Italy and landing in Jamaica and including that. So those are proposals that I put. Plan for 6 days and different programs in different in that particular in one country. Now, if you look at the last page, our members will read the further information. If you have to look at page 26, just to look at the financial implications, the last point that I would make, is that just for flight and accommodation, for argument's sake, to Australia, flying economy. Just as an example, because I've got economy and business check. Flying economy, flights and accommodation for 12 members and 5 staff members, without excluding anyone, to cost the committee $1,031,000. Flying economy,
16, and business class, 12 members, 5 staff members, would cost 1.5 million. That is Australia. To Cuba, flying economy, 12 members, 5 staff members would cost 1.1 million. Same, Cuba, business class, 12 members, 5 staff members, 1.6 million. Over the cost, and this includes the ground transport, the S&T, and other pets that could be costed. So the cost could be as minimum as 1.1 million and can range depending on choice of and mode of transportation. Thank you very much. This is the proposal. Members can just read further and further. Thank you.
For me, I look at the distance, time, duration, and cost and benefit. You know, being mindful of all of the above. I take what Tabuka was saying in terms of looking at you know, what the programs are specifically and varying them, but if you're there for 6 days and you're traveling across the timeline, so let's say you travel to Australia or you travel to America, your jet lag has to be taken into account. So it's 1 or 2 days of recuperating. So while we're usually going to fly business classes that you're a bit more acclimatized, and that of course increases the cost. Whereas if you're flying in a timeline that's very close, let's say Germany again or any of the places north of us, I would suggest that if you look at the program, and I also see in some of these legs that the quota or the plane takes us from Cape Town to Joburg or where one of the interconnecting flights is less than 4 hours or 5 hours, that should be economy class at least. Where we try to cut costs. Also, I think we should, you know, those that have got tickets, yeah, or live near Joburg, should use their tickets, their Parliament tickets to Joburg, and then use the committee's quotes from Johannesburg. In terms of the program, though, something it's in my own mind, flying to London during the World Cup and then going to Germany would give you probably about 6 different bites of a cherry. London, you get to see the Olympics and other World Cup. You get a taste of what happened with the Olympics, more pertinent to what we're going to be bidding for in the future. 2, you get to see a World Cup, which A, has our team, B, would include what is done in terms of running a World Cup. And Germany is just a hop, skip and a jump away from London, where you'd be able to have a look at what's taking place in terms of the school sports, the mass participation. Then you look at the type of sports that are offered. Cuba, as opposed to what we offer, sports-wise, is totally different. Australia, we'd be very similar, but England and Germany, soccer, the rugby, there's enough similarities for us to have enough content in that regard, and I think that would also bring the cost down dramatically in terms of flights, because if you're flying in longitudinal, it's cheaper that way.
Senator, I'm just curious to establish, because I think I recall a meeting that we had as the committee, and whether there was a conversation about a choice of a destination. And if I recall, but whether it may have not been meted, but it seems that there was consensus about Germany at one stage of the committee's identification of a venue, of a destination. So I'm just curious to establish whether now the establishing a shift from that, or whether it would have given us much more insightful decision making if that option that the committee had also deliberated on the balance of
you know, costing and what all different countries offer and what lessons we want to draw to make to that call.
Thank you for my first time, because I'm covered here. I wanted to raise a point of on that definition as well.
Thanks, sir. Coming in from a totally different angle, it may have been covered, because the most senators that don't attend all the meetings.
Do we have a structured plan that we will follow to implement what we're proposing to go and learn? Because our hate is where we would spend upwards of R1 million, and only when we come back do we say, now how do we go about implementing this? The reason I'm saying I'm raising this point is because that will help us in the finalization of the choice. In the choice, when it comes to waiting, looking at the 4 points that have been suggested here, the relations kind of points, as well as the technical points. Now, we would then need to be looking at what spots is South Africa currently offering, vis-a-vis what the proposed country, you know, where of visits that we then could be thinking of. And I'll say that would influence our choice. And then we should then have a plan of how we will bring this down to such that the Federation, so to speak, you know, would benefit the same.
The third alternative, if we split, have two groups, go the same initial work that has been done by Cuba and Australia, but we split the delegation. Others go there, and then we compare what are the costs. And then before we combine what we have learned and then have a single report.
Can I say something with the last proposal? We've never ever split a delegation of records. I'm suspecting even for the oversight, you'll be not wanting us to be split as Parliament. Maybe it's a new idea that maybe can be checked, but these 20 years, we don't do that. So I'm not saying that we're throwing away your idea. But according to the economy and business, there is a body here in Parliament, and even for the traveling, that if we are going Africa, you use economy, but international trips, it's a business, it's a standard practice. So there's no way that we can, when you want to go international, thinking of the economy. Just from the very onset, budget according to business. There's no one is allowed to take the economy if we are going international. I don't have a view, except that I do agree to those that who have once told the thing of German, but we do have options, but as a collective, we must come to an understanding. What do we want? If in all proposal, the criteria according to the document we do meet, let's talk about that. If the committee fingers go to Germany, it must be a unanimous decision. But if there are no things Australia or Cuba, let's look at the document and the criteria I'm going to meet. So I'm not taking anything. I will live by the majority view.
thank you very much, and not taking anything away from what has been proposed. I think in the proposal, what guided the proposal is particularly the model, both models that exist in the countries, strongly influenced by the historical background of.
I'm suspecting who have put it late. Do you think that Australia, Cuba, and Germany are not part of that model? So I don't know that we must open this thing. Let's talk about three countries that are proposed in order that we must build this thing. We have proposed Australia, Cuba, Germany, Brazil. So I'm suspecting that the criteria of putting is about the model. And maybe I would say that amongst those, there is one country who's the best model of all. So if you can assist on that.
Let's say in principle that it's possible to go to Germany. Either you're going to Cuba or Australia, you can still via Germany. Because it's just in the same time zone. And the connecting flights are usually in Europe. To both places, so it is possible in principle. But secondly, South Africa itself has not had any study or derived any plans from the model of Germany. There is a model is working for Germany, but in its implementation or South cannot fit. I think the model that has been developed in the NSRP is precisely based on studies that South has learned from the UK, London, Australia, and Cuba. Those are three countries. Except there are those pockets where we see now MASCOC trying to lay something out of the Jamaican way of developing their printers and so on, and they have exchange programs in there. We've got a base in Italy where SASCOP is based. So we can actually play around with that, around that. Thank you.
Honorable members, we can't discuss as if we're discussing our oversight taking such a long time. That's why I was not disrespecting him. I wanted him to say what he's just said. So he's saying in Australia, Cuba, London, and he's saying that it's less in Germany. Can you talk about three countries, Honorable Bergman?
Yeah, thanks. I think the answer in that answer is again, and I make a strong case for why London and why Germany. London is if we're taking our model from either Cuba, Australia, or the UK, there it is. But instead of serving five different time zones, you've got something specifically within the location of the end destination, which again can be Germany, not because of the initial result, but because of where we want to be. So it doesn't matter what we've based our models on. We're hoping to find a model that maybe we might have to jump onto to fast track certain things. You have to be mindful of the seasons, and you have to be mindful of what's happening at the time. So for November, you're out of season, and if you're somewhere like Germany, I think if I'm not mistaken, the snowstorms are there. So you're not going to go to your school there because it's going to be under snow. So you've got to be very mindful of when you plan and why you plan. So again, I strongly say that the UK, for three reasons: Olympics, the World Cup rugby, and our model, number one. Number two, Germany, which is a hop, skip, and a jump. Again, I say it's probably a flight from here to Cape Town in duration. You still get to see. So even if you said it's 3 days here, 3 days, 3 days in London, 3 days in Germany, you've got more productivity in terms of time allowance, from not being jet-lagged, from being able to maneuver, etc., and to see more. Our oversight, this committee is very weak on oversight, and we've got to be honest with that. That every other committee that I know of has already had three oversight trips. We've only had one. Currently, this week, there's what is about five committees that are five or more committees that are on our side, so we're not. So somewhere along the line we need to increase our activity on the ground and not our activity here. We've got to be more productive on the ground. This is a way of catching up. Instead of seeing two countries in one trip and seeing two different ways in how that operates.
Well, I remember, this is the first time I was looked out that our oversight is very weak. But I was thinking that I would be talking about the budget of this committee. It goes a long way. You can't have the list of the budget and thinking that you will compare you with other committees who have got a budget that is not like, because Usport, first and foremost, budget, each department is given a very lowest budget. But also, as I'm sitting here, I've been asking this thing that this budget, it has already finished long ago, and in this parliament there are processes that you need to do that the committee think that the budget is less. There must be an application. I've been saying this to management that we cannot keep in so by saying that our budget is finished, but while there are processes that you must apply, there are committees who have huge budget that they will return it. But I've been not successfully about this application because we're supposed to not have little oversight visit, but we've been told that we don't have enough budget, even in this oversight which we wanted to make. So budget goes a lot, but let's not talk about the budget, but even issue in this committee. But let's talk about the really country that we want. So far, I'm not getting you what you want, honorable members. I don't get it all. We're up and down. Yeah, we have a contribution. Other members, what are they saying? I don't get sense that we are supporting one country or what are we saying. I was not taught to be a debater, and when I'm giving a chance to my colleagues, this is your committee. I know what I want, but this is not about me. This is about the majority of these members of this committee. Honorable Dada,
To be honest, I thought you know this thing of all the time going to London and Germany. I mean, for me, I thought they would have done a lot of work in terms of research and the fact that this key new thing that we are doing, mass participating and the winning nation, we should go and discover it in an area where it's not all of us going there. It's very few people going. And we can learn. I want to go, but I think Cuba for me and Australia, it means this committee is innovative in doing its work. Rather than just follow one trend of Germany or London.
Thank you, Chair. I think we must look at the solution that which country we are going to. Because this is part of cultural exchange in sports.
and what is in this document, the content that has been searched by maybe Pumza and the content advisor. So we need to come up with a solution that we choose one of this county, and maybe we can support one of it and choose it. Like as Chairperson have already mentioned, that the international trip is a business class. We have no choice if it's if something that they're talking about, that we can't take the economy. Of course, we can see the difference, because the differences are about 500,000, if I'm not mistaken. So, let me just mention, let me just ask you which country we're going to. I'll just wait. But you can go for London, it's okay.
Look, I've got no reservations about the two identified locations, but I thought what would have been a much fairer approach was to take into consideration the previous deliberation of the committee and then present a picture about cost, you know, what are the alignment with our national sorting plans, which has been done in this case, and say, because I think the difficulty, in fact, it's not even a difficulty, the hesitation of the committee also comes from the fact that even on these two, the advisors and food isn't decisive about which one, you know, realigns more with our plans, because the expertise that we rely on the team is that they should even should be more bold to say, you know, in terms of the alignment with the national sports and recreation plan and our cause, we would prioritize, just for an example, Australia for these purposes. But if you are looking for much more intensive grassroots participation program, we would recommend Cuba on the basis of that, given that we have made advances in terms of our sporting priorities and where we are.
I think what Honorable Falas is saying is totally in line with what I suggested earlier. And I think that's the route to escape. If need be, let our research accept and refine these findings on that basis, and then we'll come back at the next meeting. We can make time and deliver it. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, I support researchers to go back and do some homework and then come back to us, because I think it's up to here in debating the debate at all we blew. And if we just do some research in comparison, and then we can see the purpose. There's two factors. The one is the budget, and the one is what we want to achieve out of it. And so I think, you know, let's go if we can come back and we can have another meeting and discuss this. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. You must take care of this thing, the budget of the committee. When we are doing anything in this Parliament, that's why some of us who are maintaining that we must fight until we are becoming blue, if we are becoming blue, for the budget of sport. I cannot not to tell you that some of us were started, but as you were part of the budget speech, we have not yet succeeded, but we cannot. We can't say that we want a social cohesion to sport, and then in South Africa we are thinking that sport must get a less budget even in the government, let alone how are we going to do the oversight if they are thinking that we are just a small entity. It cannot come this 5 years. We cannot allow this, that we cannot do what we want. We wanted to take 3 provinces of during this period, but because of the budget, when budget was coming, we said, let's cut it. We cut it until we cut our heads.
Chair, we've got another committee in Parliament that will solve the reconciliation issue that we face in this country, in this committee over here. There's no other committee that then is sought out proper redress than this committee over here. I chose this committee for that reason. This is a committee that people take as a joke. You know, if the last sports committee is, you know, this is where it's a graveyard of politicians. It mustn't be. We must go lead by example, and I take into account budget, but we've got to fight. We've got to carry on fighting, petitioning, doing whatever it takes. If we get it wrong, if you take another 5 years of not getting schools to adapt, not getting people to go through the system, we're wasting valuable time. Just on a side, I've just quickly done a quote for business class to London and Germany, and it's 25,000 rand cheaper than the cheapest ticket we've got for business class per person. These are the kind of things that we can do. We can oversight Western Cape. We can take a bus. I understand the problem of budget. I'm saying that the things that we can be doing to make an impact by doing it even if ourselves, by doing what you do, chairs, you go visit people as and when the complaint arrives, these are the kind of things that we should be doing all the time. The budget issue has to come, somebody has to take this committee seriously. So if you're getting stuck somewhere, let us make a joint meeting going something to show that this is a committee that is going to be doing things differently to how it's been run before in this committee.
Guys, come next time with a clear focus on. And maybe you were thinking that it's clear. Seemingly, it's not. Seemingly, it's not. Because when Honorable Malaza is saying that, and other members, you know what? When we are saying German, you must identify what is it that we can learn, which is not with us, that will assist us. When you are saying Australia, when you are saying Cuba, we don't want to go in the country where they do have exactly what we are having. Why are we going there? Tell us, what are we going to achieve? I'm closing now this meeting on that note. And a comparison of this German, this Australia, this Cuba, count facts in each country that will be learning ABC in comparison with what we are having. We don't want to go and see what we do have. We want to go and check what can we take and come back and assist our department and persuade to do ABC. These three countries, they cannot do the same thing that maybe can assist us. Come with the differences. This one, German, is doing ABC. Australia is doing ABC in Cuba. And we must be honest, not to want to go to any country for leisure. Because sometimes we are human beings. We do want to go to other countries that are, you know, sometimes I've been in this parliament, I don't want to tell you the else. Honorable members, they don't want to go to Africa. It's not only the African countries that are backward, but the majority, I've been speaking to SADC, the majority, they always want to copy what we're doing, because we're advanced, but there are those African countries that are advanced, you know, especially in sports. That's what now they've shown us. So I'm saying we must be objective, not ambitious of going to some countries because we're not there. And I don't want to say that. We don't have money to go shopping. We don't have money. So I'm saying let's compare these three countries and come back and tell us, daughter, and any people.
Advantage of youth, sometimes you can't gather your thoughts immediately. But I think I can't do my youthful moves for quotation, so it's just a matter of gathering my thoughts. But I thought sometimes it's our mandate that can cause the hesitation that we serve. I think now that we've made there that they must come up with a recommendation and then we'll decide on that it will be there. Because I mean, from reading the document, you can sense where it's leaning towards, but it's not quite decided on where the recommendation is. And I think it was just a mandate issue. Like, we said they must come with a recommendation. Or see, you know, they are very capable.
This is a committee with youth and youth at heart. should be in this committee. And I'm suspecting it's the best one, irrespective of you thinking that we're from a different political basis, but I've seen that we're quite passionate about sport, and we are passionate about transformation. I can assure you about that. We can go to the plenary and try to do any other sorts of things, but in this committee, when we want a transformation, we are together. Make no mistake. So with those words, let's keep it up. Our office, and if it comes to that, even to the House Chairperson of this Parliament, must present that we need a budget, that is the budget like any other committees, let alone with the treasurer. I'm sure we are capable of trying to persuade who have been negotiators of this world, we persuade what we want this committee. We want our own stake as sport. With those words, it was the first day, but the way that the contribution was so fruitful, let's keep it up. Table Nagun staff, assuming when we came from this oversight, you didn't rest, but I know I was with you in this parliament, weeping, using that I want this report. I went home very late, and I was saying they must not tell weep. This would be saying that, hey, you must watch yourself. But I know that when together, you even said, I must not call you during Christmas and New Year. I kept them very late doing work, and they've complained that you must not keep us and call us during December and January. I do appreciate it, because I don't want you that the committee to must fail, and we must plan on the last minute. I must tell honourable members, before Parliament, before January, again, I flew down wanting that we must revisit. Because I didn't want to come here as you gave us a mandate of the management, and this is the swamps. The swamps and the Hulen, the Kupen, they cannot with the policy things who come and swamps. So now, Hulen, while we pardon you, please take a decisive decision. Thank you, honourable members, and our visitor. I've seen that there's something, because we have been here with us. There is a lunch. You must join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.